Hello, welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Rabbi David Pardo of the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Hamishi, the fourth day of the month of Elul. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, and their names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome the Daily Call and to introduce Rabbi Eliezer Zeituni of the Congregation Bnei Shlomo in Brooklyn to share Dibrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed, by Rabbi Zeituni slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek 20, 23, 121, and 130, which will then be followed by the Misha Berach L'Cholim and Achenu Be'chavod Rav Rabbi Zeituni.
Hey, I want to welcome everybody. Thank you so much for having me on this call. It's such a beautiful opportunity to speak to people that you don't get to speak to on a regular basis. And it's a zechut, really, to have the OU, to have Chazak invite me to such a beautiful forum. It's so nice to see Bnei Yisrael from all walks of life. Well, we don't see it, but we see, you know, we hear about it, coming on together for a couple of minutes of chizuk. This week's parasha is Parashat Shoftim. And at the end of the parasha, there's a very interesting episode that is spoken about. The episode of the Egla Arufa. There is a body that is found, and nobody, there's no forensic evidence, there are no fingerprints. Nobody knows who killed this individual. So the Torah tells us and stipulates that we have to measure to the closest city. And when we do that, says the Pasuk, Ve'ayah will be, Ha'ila kerovah le'halal, the city that is closest to this body. All of a sudden, the elders of that city have to bring a calf that never did any work, that never had a load on it. And they bring that to Nahalikat, to the stream of Eitan, and they ask that egla, that calf, and they wash their hands over the blood, and they come and they confess that, you know, at no time did we ever see this person and not provide him with the sustenance that is necessitated for him. We never let him go without being accompanied. The Bekat Aleah of Yosef Chaim from Baghdad, the Ben Ishai, asked a very important question. He says, the Midrash Rabbah says, that every time you see the word Dehaya, Dehaya connotes happiness. It seems to be misplaced in this parasha, because the pasuk says, Dehaya, Ira Kerovai Lechalal. There will be the city that is closest to this corpse. They have to bring the Segah Arufa and perform the ceremony. Now, you use the word Dehaya? Is now a cause for celebration? Could you imagine this victim, his family? Why did it say Be'ayah? The great rabbi comes and he answers. He says, you're right. The zekinim of that city have to commiserate. They have to have compassion for the victim and for his family. But at the same time, there is cause for joy. Why? Because they were the closest city, which means they merited to perform this rare mitzvah. Now, we have to try to understand, what exactly is the Ben Ishai referring to? You know, Baruch Hashem, we have a yeshiva, and many times we get students who come and apply to our yeshiva, and the first question I always ask them is, well, how did you hear about it? Who referred to you? And many times they tell us, you know, these rabbis in the community told us that you'd be able to service that child, you'd be able to help our son grow. Can you imagine the happiness in my heart when I hear who referred these people to me? Unbelievable. These great rabbis who get the lady child sometimes are referring their kids to me. What is zechut? And therefore, when I come and bring that kid into my yeshiva, the joy that fills my heart is immeasurable. Well, I want to tell you something. The Bekat Aleach, the Yosef Chaim from Baghdad is saying, those zekinim, when they get the opportunity to perform their Egla Arufa, you know what's going through their head? They come and they think, wait a second, what else could refer this matter to anybody? But he referred it to me. Because God believes that I could do this the best. I could take this task upon myself and succeed. I can survive. And that's the way we have to feel every time a mitzvah opportunity comes my way. Person comes and needs a ride somewhere. He calls you up, can you please give me a ride? That's not only the person coming to you. That's God saying, oh, you need a ride? I have the best person for this job. I have a person who I know could fulfill the task, who could succeed in this matter. Someone needs a loan, a word of encouragement, a compliment, whatever the matter may be, and it comes your way. That's what I'm saying. I refer you to this person. This is the person I know can do this. This is my choice for that mitzvah. I want to tell you, Elul's coming, and many people are trying to think of things that they could do, take upon themselves, things where it matters, where they can thrive, matters where they can, you know, enhance their Jewish observance. Well, there's one thing that a person can do without taking any additional mitzvot upon themselves, and that is the mitzvot that we're already doing, to perform with a sense of joy, to look at Borei Olam and say, God, thank you so much for this opportunity. You gave me this trial. Yes, sometimes it can be challenging. Maybe sometimes it can be cumbersome. But you gave me that kid. That means you believe that I can do the best job with this kid. You referred that child to me. You referred that husband to me, that wife to me, this ani to me, the guest on my table on Shabbat. You referred them to me. And knowing the Borei Olam, trust me. With these tests, your heart fills with joy and gladness. And the rabbi's right, when I fulfill a mitzvah with happiness, the potency of that mitzvah is so great. This is Rabbi Eliezer Zeituni, Be'ezrat Hashem. I really want to thank you so much again for inviting me. We hope he gave you a little chizuk before Shabbat. We're going to read Perekim in Tehillim. Work it done. Perek Chaf, 20. Namnatzeach, Mizmor, Le'David. יענך אדוני ביום צרה, ישגבך השם אלוהי יעקב. ישלח עזיך מקודש, ומציון יסעדך. יזכור כל מנחותיך, ועולתך ידע שנתן. ייתן לך חרבבך, וכל עצתך ימלא. מלמנה בשעתך, ובשם אלוהינו נסגול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותיך. עתה ידעתי, כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענה ומשנה קודשו, מגבולות יש הימינו, אלה ברכב ואלה בכיסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. המה קראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד. אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ביום קוראינו. תהילים נאמר 23. מזמור לדוד. אדוני רועי, בו אחטא, בנאות, דשא ירביצני. עמי מנוחות ינהלני, נפשי ישובב, תנחני במעד ולצדק למען שמו. גם כי אלך בקץ המוות לא ירא רע, כי אתה עמדי. שבתך ומשענתך המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, ושנת בשמן ראשי כוסי רוויה, אכתוב וחסד ידפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. פרק 121. שיר המעלות. עצה עיני להרים, מאין יבוא עזי, עזי מעין אדוני, עושה שמיים וארץ. אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, שומר ישראל. אדוני שומריך, אדוני צדך על יד ימיניך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה. אדוני ישמעך מקורה, ישמע את נפשך. אדוני ישמע את כתפיך ובואיך, מעתה ועד עולם. פרק 130. שיר המעבוד. ממעמקים קריאתיך אדוני, אדוני, שמע בקולי, תהיינה עוזיך קשובות לכל תחנוני. אם אבונות תשמריה, אדוני, מי יעמוד? כי נכה צליחה למען תברי. קיוויתי אדוני כבית הנפשי, ולדברו הוכבתי. אשיר אדוני משומעים בבוקר, שומעים בבוקר. החל יצר אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד, ועדי אמו חידות, והוא יבדה את ישראל, מכל עוונותיו. ונאו יישא את אחינו. אחינו כה בית ישראל. המתנים בצלה ובשביה. העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה. המקום ירחם עליהם. ויוקים מצרה לבחה. ומהצלה לאורה. ומשעבוד לגאולה, השעה בעגלה, ובזמן קריב, ואינו אמן. ונאו ונצא מי שברך לחולים, מי שברך אבותינו הקדושים, אברהם יצחק יעקב, משה ואהרון דוד ושלמה, וכל הקהילות הקדושות וטהורות. הוא יברך ירפא את כל חולי עמו ישראל, ובכללם ירפא את. אינה לפן עליהם, אינה לפן עליהם, אינה לפן עליהם. שלח להם רפואה שלמה, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף. עכשיו בעגלה אוזן תלבכם ירעתון, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Zaytuni. We really appreciate your words. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered, lezavah, for the good. Please join again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern for our next regularly scheduled program. Hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.